LNE Volume 3, a video by the great Franklin Carbonati, spanning Rome, Milan, London, New York, Paris, Barcelona, Montreal, and Toronto, featuring Rebo, Volvo, Snens, MTNW, Anger, Talker, Xavier, BO South, Lure, Rehab, Time, Zonic, XSM, Kemto, Salon, TD, Emno, Fayer, Toser, Nove, Stays, Villo, OSF, Waste, Soul, Zano, Guko, and What. The full video is now available on our Patreon. Enjoy, peace, love, and respect.
There's 30,000 cops in New York City, and I'm pretty sure that in Mexico City there's 90,000. So it's triple the amount of police than New York. And when I was there, I'd say a cop drives by every 60 seconds. You see a cop every 60 seconds, maybe even less, 45 seconds in some areas. And I knew it going out there that I'm going to get caught. It, you know, everybody told me, don't wear any jewelry. Don't bring out your wallet. Just bring your phone and like $50 cash. I don't remember what it, like how many pesos it is. Like, I don't remember the exchange, but I knew that I was going to get caught. I knew it was part of it. You know, they were like, you know, you're not going to go to jail. Just say this is all I have, and you know, you get extorted, and then you just keep painting. You know, so I was ready for it. Yeah, no, I was ready for it. So the first night I went out, it was right off the plane, and we missed the paint shop was closed. So we could you cannot rack paint out there. You can't rack out there.
Why can't you?
You can rack maybe dollar cans or something, but even that, the place that we went to get dollar cans, there's insane amount of security. And obviously, I'm not Mexican. I don't blend in over there. They're gonna, even just going into the store, I was gonna get followed and profiled or whatever. But we got dollar cans, and I got chased the first night I got there. The first night, the first spot I got chased on. Somebody called it in. The cop came instantly. It was a lady cop. She was talking to me in Spanish. I was speaking to her in broken Spanish, just trying to say, oh, I'm waiting for a taxi, blah, blah, blah. She kept looking at me, looking at the wall.
And so they caught you?
Not in the act. I mean, the person I was with, you know, whistled. They were like, there's a cop coming. So he walked away, and she rolled up on me and was like, what are you doing? And I told her, I'm waiting for a taxi. I just got to town. I had paint on my hands, a bag of paint. And I think my fill-in was maybe just like maybe 10, 15 feet down from where I was standing. And she drove and stopped at the fill-in, saw it was wet, and I just jetted. And then they called in more, and we ran to this super busy street, and we were able to kind of lose them. But that was the first night I got there. And then I was like, all right, so this is a hectic-ass place. And then the next night we went out, every spot was stressful. Like, I was using, you know, fancy paint with fat caps. You could do fill in 2 seconds. No, I was doing no shadow, you know, and still every spot, it's like you have to stop every 15, 20 seconds, duck down, hide behind something. Because even if a cop just sees you out, when you're out there, they're going to stop you. They're going to bother you. They're going to. So we came off with a few spots. It was all a bunch of close calls. And then we did one more spot. We're walking. I think we were maybe done for the night. We were walking back to the hotel. And we didn't get seen by anybody. This one, we stopped for every single car. And a cop pulls up behind, two cops pull up behind us, and it's one cop in each car. They're following us. I'm saying to my friend, I'm like, they're going to stop us. They're going to stop us. They're going to stop us. And we're about to cross the street. They block off the intersection. He got out, and he was, I speak like Spanish at first grade level, maybe second grade level. And the cop was, hey, your mask isn't all the way. This is 2021, so it was January 2021, so it was during, you know, COVID was coming to an end. And he was like, hey, your mask isn't up. I was, oh, sorry, man. We're just walking home. He was like, where are you from? From New York, blah, blah, blah. And they just kind of used that as leeway to, you know, fuck with us. And then he just grabbed my bag without even saying anything. Grabbed my bag, looked in, saw paint. He's like, oh, all right. He's like, okay, graffiti. Same thing with my friend. Just grabbed me by the back of the neck, and he does it, and I noticed he did it slowly. I was like, okay, so this is when I show the money. So he brings me into the back of the car. I'm like kind of hunched over, and I'm like, wait. So I go into my sock, and I fucking drop the money before, like, on my painting or something, or maybe I didn't, maybe I dropped it in the hotel, but I didn't have the money. So he knew I was going to give him money, and I opened up my sock, and I was like, fuck, I don't have it. So then he got mad, and he put me in the back of the car, but he didn't handcuff me. So I kind of knew that it was not that serious. So I'm texting, my friend is in the other car, and I'm texting him. I'm like, yo, they took our wallets, our IDs. So I'm texting him like, yo, what do you think we should do? Should we bail? Should we just hop out? And he's like, I'm not sure. Let's figure this out. So then we pull onto this side street, and I see this huge green gate. And the cop cars out there they're white and green. So I'm like, fuck, this is a police station. We're gonna get arrested. And he's on one side of the street with the other cop, and I'm on the other side. And he pulls me out. He makes me take off my shoes, my socks, empty my pockets, like take the soles out of my shoes. And he's like, how much money do you have? I'm like, I don't have this. I think I had like equivalent of like $4 or something. I had coins, you know? And he's like, I know you have more money. You're American. And I'm talking to him through Google Translate. And I'm just, dude, I don't have anything. All my money's at the hotel. And thankfully, I left my debit card in the hotel, because if you have a debit card on you, they bring you to the ATM and they make you take out all your money, you know? So thankfully I didn't have it. I was like, oh, my cash is at the hotel, blah, blah, blah. And the cops don't speak a word of English, nothing. So I'm, again, me and my friend are speaking to them in broken Spanish through Google Translate. And eventually they wanted something like $600 US. And I just straight up told him, I said, no, I'm not, I don't have that. I can't give you $600. They're how much do you have? And then I said, I have about, I don't remember how many pesos it is, like I said, but it was about $75 US. So
that's what you had on you?
That's what I had. No, I had a bunch of money in the hotel, but I told him all I had at the hotel was 75 cash. Okay. So I go, he brings me over to my friend, and I'm talking to him. I'm like, yo, we have to, whatever, what do you want to do? Put up 40 each, we'll give them $80. And he's like, yeah, let's see if we could get them to agree to it. And it took a lot of bargaining with them. They were not trying to sell. They wanted way more money. And 80, everything out there is really, really cheap. And 80 US dollars is, that's a good amount of cash to them, you know? That's like food for them for like a week, you know? Because the dollar is really shit there. So eventually we ended up settling, and we go back into the back of the cars. I took a picture of myself. I took a selfie, and the flash went off. So then the cop just pulled. I didn't realize the flash was on. So then the cop pulls over, gets out, and he just rips the phone out of my hand. I'm like, fuck. So he takes the phone, and I'm like, damn, he's going to keep my phone now, I bet. So we get back to the hotel. He makes my friend wait in the car, and he's like, go get the cash. So I go up, I get the cash. I think I definitely shorted him. I think I maybe gave him $60. He didn't even count it. And I brought it back, and I was like, can I have my phone back? And I had to kind of beg him. I had to beg him for my phone. I had to really, really push it to get my phone back. And eventually, yeah, he gave it back. But he was like, you know, you're going to go to jail next time. You're lucky that we're feeling nice. And we went home, and then we got extorted. I mean, say, like, similar situation, like, the next day, got extorted again, yeah. Yeah, we got pulled over, and we were with somebody from out there, this dude, Sealer. Shout out to him. He really he's the king out there, definitely. He's the most up out there, and so he knows. That night, we had way less issues, but we got pulled over, and they found paint in the car, and they separated us. The Americans, and then, you know, they said, oh, we were with his friend who was also from out there, and the cops were like, are they drug dealers? What are you doing with them? And, again, same thing. It took a lot of he was speaking to them in Spanish, and eventually they sell, it was cheap. It was like $10 or something, but, yeah, it's just insane. You really have to pay to play out there. You can't just paint freely.